Well, I think me and you are registered charities, aren't we now?
Well, if
I've written to the National Lottery people and they're going to give me a grant, you know.
They wouldn't give me a grant.
They wouldn't. Why not? What was the reason given?
They didn't give a reason. They never give a reason. Why not?
They don't.
No, never. But
I think sometimes they do. I saw one of the letters that was written to you and it said it wasn't for a social or philanthropic purpose.
Well, I think it is.
What, this?
Yeah.
No, this is just a couple of mental misfits on the radio, really, who aren't supposed to be there.
It is charitable, though, isn't it, really?
Why, who's benefiting?
Nobody.
So it's not charitable, is it, or philanthropic? It's just selfish and self-indulgence.
No, not really.
It's not, is it, really?
No.
There are some people that enjoy it.
I think so.
Some people with discerning taste in music and presentation, yeah. Trying to get this 7-inch single to
go
back in.
But they wouldn't give us a grant, would they?
It's gone back in there.
Still.
No, I wasn't surprised at that at all, really.
You knew they wouldn't.
I had a pretty good idea they wouldn't, yeah.
Yes, and then all that money was left to charity.
It was. I'm sure they've used it very wisely on middlemen and bureaucrats.
Yeah.
And public school educated people that are achieving nothing and sort of making 50 to 100,000 a year working as sort of, what do they do, administrators for these big charities. That's where a lot of the money goes.
He left it to 6 charities, 1.5 million.
He did?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot
divided
of money.
Divided by six charities, yeah.
Six. That was the title of the Manson album as well, wasn't it? Six charities.
Unfortunately, I wasn't one of the
You weren't
six.
One of the beneficiaries?
No.
Oh, dear. Mind you, I don't think his brother got anything either, did he?
No, nobody got anything.
Nobody
received the hero's welcome.
Nobody received a hero's welcome, no.
Nobody got anything.
Nobody got anything at all, did they?
No.
No.
Nobody who we knew, anyway.
Well, I think that's reasonable enough.
Yeah.
Right, let's have more Musica from Sea Fruits, not the track I played you from them that was on last week's programme, but something else.
Watching the fireworks in a park.
Looking for Sparks, that's Sea Fruit, and you'd have heard them singing about bonfires and public parks and things, so that's appropriate. Would you say that's appropriate? It is, isn't it?
Definitely.
It is appropriate for this time of year.
Definitely.
In the bonfire season. That was a well-chosen track, wasn't it, really?
I think that was very apt and appropriate,
It was applicable, wasn't it, really?
Applicable to November, which it is
it
now.
It is indeed November.
It is November now, yes.
Just about, yeah. Well, unless you're listening later on shortwave.
So. Are you going to any bonfire parties?
No, I haven't been to a bonfire.
Have you been to any?
The last one I went to was 1988. That was in the back garden of our house where we had a big bonfire and many guests arrived and the job seeker was chastised for setting off some air bomb repeaters very close to some of the guests, and they were making lots of bangs and frightening people, and women were screaming, and it got a little bit out of hand in a way.
So you kind of frightened a few people.
I did, yeah. It was my responsibility to discharge the fireworks, but I think I discharged my responsibility. Yeah.
Oh, right.
I said it wasn't my fault. Yeah, not my fault at all. But I had a good time 11 years ago.
You haven't been to one since?
Not been to one since at
all.
You've
had no fireworks since?
I don't. I mean, to be honest, fireworks are very expensive now, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
I believe they are having a bonfire party this year at the family home.
They are?
They tell me they are, yeah, but I don't think I'll be a guest.
Oh, right.
No.
Did they have one last year?
They have one every year.
Do they?
I believe they do, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but...
My family don't believe in it.
They don't believe in it.
They're not Roman.
You're not a Roman Catholic, are you?
No.
No, I see.
They don't believe in it.
I think it's a waste of money.
Waste of money. Up
yet
the
smoke. There is a certain member of your family that does spend a lot of money on keeping himself balanced. I think that would be the best way of putting it. We won't talk about that, but
Certainly not fireworks, anyway.
Not fireworks, no, no.
Other things that you light.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a waste of money, really. I think they have one not too far away from me at, I think, is it the MEB Centre or something? They have a bonfire and fireworks, and I have managed to see the fireworks for nothing there, although I don't think they had one last year. They may be back.
But I shan't be going to one
you
anyway.
You won't?
No.
Don't they have one at the local pub?
They're not having one this year, actually.
They're not?
I believe not. I believe they're not having one this year, because the people concerned who manage the pub are leaving in a few weeks' time, and they weren't sure whether they'd still be there for Bonfire Night, so they didn't organise anything this year. But they're still in anyway. They haven't left yet, so they have survived till Bonfire Night, but they didn't organise anything because they thought they weren't going to be there.
That's interesting, that, isn't it, really? Let's talk about dance music. And we do hear a lot of dance music on UK, don't we?
Yes.
Unfortunately, most of it isn't to the taste of the bogus job seeker, but the bogus job seeker does like some dance music. Shall we play some dance music?
What do you like?
We've got some Left Field here, featuring Africa Bambaataa.
Oh, I remember him. Wasn't he the one that did...
Time Zone.
With UB40 many years ago.
Oh, he probably was with UB40, but he did a record with John Lydon called Time Zone.
Yeah.
That was, I think, a minor hit. But this is pretty good. It was a big hit as well.
It was Reckless, wasn't it, he did with UB40?
Yes, I think it was, yeah, but it's still going.
Yeah.
So shall we hear this? I think we will. And there it goes, Africa Shocks from Left Field and Africa Bambaataa. And a CD single there. It's also got Fat Planet. Says it was used in the Guinness TV ad. I would have played a different mix. Would have played a different mix on that CD single. But the it's not a very good... what was it? Africa Shocks, Jedi's Elastic Bass Mix. I listened to that and thought, no. So we did try, but we didn't succeed. The Job Seeker is here. Hope you've enjoyed the eclectic mix so far, and it's going to be slightly truncated, the programme this evening, because of all this. Why the hell they have to keep buggering around with the clocks, I don't know. Put us all on European time and be done with it. And it doesn't really matter that we'll sort of be on the same time zone as people in the east of Poland. Who cares? It doesn't matter anyway. Let's just become Europeans. I think so. Become Europeans. Shall we have some Earth Tone 9? Earth Tone, do you fancy some... You fancy, come on, talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk, it's good to talk.
All right.
It's good to talk. Come.
Do you think they should turn the clocks back every year?
No.
Are we 2 hours behind Europe now?
No, I think they've adjusted their clocks accordingly, but so we're 1 hour behind Europe.
We're still 1 hour behind?
Yeah, because they turned their clocks back at 1 o'clock last night. Of course, this is all irrelevant if you're listening later on shortwave. But they turned their clocks back... 1 hour at 1 p.m. 1 a.m. 0100 hours.
So we're still 1 hour behind.
I believe so. Yeah.
I always wondered about that. Whether, in fact, in the winter time, we were 2 hours behind.
No, I don't think so. No.
They adjust their clocks accordingly.
I believe so, yeah. We had to fall in line with them, though, because we normally take our clocks back at 2 a.m. till 1 a.m., but if you notice this year, it was 1 a.m. till 12 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was to bring us, ludicrously enough, they said it was to bring us in line with the continent, when, of course, we're sort of going back and they're going back as well, so it doesn't matter. It's all to clock, really.
It's all synchronised.
I couldn't care less. Time is of no consequence to me anymore. Don't mind, you know. It does affect my body rhythms, but, you know.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anything else of interest that you've got to tell the listener?
Not really,
no.
Can't think of anything.
You should lead a more exciting life, shouldn't you, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't lead a very exciting life.
Well, I think people should send in lots of money. It's like that American person this week that climbed to the top of his clock tower. We're back onto the clocks again. Climbed onto the clock tower of the church. And I believe he jumped off. He threatened. He threatened to jump off within a few hours unless $500,000 had been deposited in his account.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he got the money.
Did he get it?
He got the money, yeah.
They did deposit it.
All the faithful multitude paid up, yeah.
Was he a vicar?
He was some sort of rector.
Do you think we should do that?
I think so. That's what the Reverend Ian Paisley did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a real clergyman at all.
So just put my dog collar on.
Just stick your dog collar on, yeah.
And then just climb up to the top of a steeple and...
I don't think anybody would give you the money, though, but...
Don't you think so? But
he did get the money, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was all filmed and stuck on the internet as well, I believe.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Did hear something about that.
I didn't hear anything about that.
No, I didn't read it. I don't buy a newspaper, but I heard about it on the, I think it was some shortwave frequency.
Yeah.
They were talking about that, yeah. I thought it was quite interesting. It's a clever trick if you can do it, isn't it?
How much did he get deposited?
About $500,000.
That's not bad.
Dollars.
It's not bad, is it?
Still not bad, is it? No.
I reckon we should do that, you know, yeah.
But I have to say, he would have got no money from me.
No.
No.
And he got no money from...
So he'd have had to have jumped, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He'd have been singing... What would he have been singing?
I don't know.
The old Van Halen classic.
Jump.
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 Jump. Yeah. That was a good one.
Well, we're coming towards the end of the programme. If you're listening on magnetic tape form...
I've just lost it, haven't I, really?
On magnetic tape.
I'm not really with it anymore.
If you're listening on magnetic tape, we're coming towards the end of the programme.
Yeah. We are, yeah.
Aren't we?
I think so, yeah.
About another 8 or 9 minutes left on that tape.
But the bogus man may continue.
Yeah, but the bogus man may continue.
But feel free to record it if you so desire.
Yeah.
I mean, don't let me stop you. Just because we stop recording doesn't necessarily mean that you have to, does it?
No.
You can carry on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not copyright, this. You can do what you feel.
That's right. You can broadcast it on the internet if you want.
You feel free to do so.
Anyone that's listening who's got a computer thinks that perhaps people on the old internet would like to listen to this, then just connect it up to the internet.
Sorry? The what?
The internet.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that'll be the one. Yeah. Earth Tone 9. There is a Rage Against the Machine in a Corn. Is there a Corn one? Yeah, there's a Corn one on. I didn't think much of that. All really the Rage Against the Machine. So we've gone for Earth Tone 9. I notice they've also got the Slipknot track that I played quite a few times. So really I was a bit annoyed that there wasn't a different Slipknot on there. There's also a good Therapy track on there, but maybe we'll play that. Maybe we've had Therapy. Well, somebody in here has had a lot of therapy, but not done him that much good. We've... what have we lined up for you? I've forgotten, actually. No, so long ago. and Far Away. Ah, yes, it was from the Mobile Home album. Long Pigs have got a new one on the go. The lead singer just got quite badly injured by the former drummer. They sacked the drummer, or the drummer left, but not very street cred, this. They were all at a Pretenders gig. They're still going to Pretenders. I didn't know the Pretenders were still going, but apparently they were all at a Pretenders gig in Sheffield. And the ex-drummer turned up and glassed the... is it Crispian? Crispian, isn't it, his name? Serves him right, really, for having a name like that. But no real damage was done, so... But all very traumatizing, I would have thought. But they're still on tour. Long Pigs, this is Keep the Light Alight, as I said, from the LP Mobile Home. Ah, was going to play two tracks. We'll just keep talking till the tape ends. That was not the Foo Fighters. There is a Foo Fighters track we've got that's not pretty good, so we won't be playing that. But that was the Long Pigs, and I think their name sort of derives from something to do with cannibalism, but I've never fully worked it out. Long Pigs and Keep the Light Alight. We'll see. We should be finishing any moment now. If you're listening live on FM, you won't notice anything at all, but if you're listening on HF, you may do. Can't be much longer to go on that, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
93, 01, 02. It's finishing. Time is running out. The sands of time for you are running low. It's still going. You'll like it, though, because we've got another Manson track lined up. You will enjoy that. It's going, going. It hasn't gone yet, has it? They do give you a lot of extra bonus, don't they?
Yeah, it says a 90 on it.
Is it? I think we should be using mini-disc technology, really. It's a bit retro, isn't it? Yeah. I think it's nearly as retro as me playing 7-inch vinyl. That really is disgraceful. And you can't really excuse that at all. But it's still there, still holding out. Holding, I think I can, no. Still, we could have got half that Manson track on that instead of me waffling away, couldn't we, really?
Yeah.
Would have gone on there.
Would have done.
It would have done, wouldn't it?
4 minutes, so.
Still four, yeah, still going. didn't mean to be rude to you earlier on about the internet, by the way. You didn't take offence at that, did you, when I was yawning? It stopped. It has stopped now.
It has stopped.
It has ceased to exist.
There we go.
It hasn't, actually.
That's it.
I just file that away somewhere and not bother with it now. Don't bother with it at all. Just file it away.
There we go. It's ready for...
Ready for action.
Yeah.
File it away.
There we go, it's ready for...
Ready for action.
Yeah. Ready for action.
Ready for action.
What about this Manson track, then?
I think you'd rather me play this Manson track than sit here talking rubbish, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, it is rubbish, really, isn't it?
You think it is? Come on, tell me it's rubbish.
It's just drivel, isn't it, really?
It is, really, isn't
it? Drivel, yeah.
It's nothing of any consequence at all.
No, you're not talking about anything.
There's no content at all, is there?
No.
No, it's just padding, really.
That's right. What's the Manson track?
It's called Can't Afford to Die.
Well, I can't.
Well, I think the answer is that if you did slip off your mortal coil now, if your parents didn't pay the cost of the funeral, then the Department of Social Security would.
Is that right?
They would give you a pauper's funeral, yeah.
They would.
I think, have we talked about this before? We may have done.
We may have done.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I think we could have done. We could be just going over
Is
old
that
ground
right?
here. Yeah, they used to just bury you all together, didn't you? Wait until they got about 10 and just throw you all in a pit, really.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what used to happen. Whether it happens now, I don't know. But you don't get much. I think you get a co-op funeral. The very bare sort of bog standard.
A co-op.
The basic...
The cow-op.
Very basic sort of funeral you get.
And a cardboard box.
You get a cardboard box, yeah. Yeah. I think you do, yeah.
Left over from a supermarket.
Yeah, I would say that's what you get, yeah.
What is it, a biodegradable coffin?
Biodegradable coffin. Yeah, I think we should set up a business selling biodegradable coffins. What do you reckon?
Yeah, why not?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that society has a responsibility, does it? You know, if you can't afford if you don't leave enough in your estate for the disposal of your carcass, why should the state have to pay for it?
I know, it's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
It's terrible, isn't it?
I think that your carcass should just be left to rot, really. It just becomes a health hazard, though, doesn't
it? That's the trouble, isn't it?
That's the only reason they do it, isn't it, really?
You reckon they should just leave it?
Yeah, I think they should have a sort of designated area, you know, something like a really bad place like Whitmore Reams, and they should just cordon it all off, and then the people that can't afford... You know, to have a decent funeral should just be transported there and the carcass sort of dumped and left there. And the inhabitants that are already living there should just be moved out, really.
Yeah, and then all the maggots can move in.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't... it costs too much. I mean, the thing is that, that society's become top-heavy, hasn't it, really? And there's so many people taking out and nobody putting in. And, part of the problem is all these pensioners that are dying and can't afford to, pay for their own funeral. It's true.
It's true.
Listen to me, you're not taking any notice of me, are you?
I'm listening.
Are you sure you're listening?
Yes. I'm listening.
Somebody out there is listening.
Bated breath.
waiting with bated breath. It's true, though, isn't it?
I suppose it is, really.
No, I saw a programme once about a drunken Irishman who died without leaving any money, and he got a very good funeral, you know.
What, off the state?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
No, he got the whole works.
Yeah. How did he manage that?
I don't know. Luck of the Irish, I think. Although he wasn't that lucky because he got murdered, but, you know.
Oh, right.
I mean, he was lucky. He wasn't lucky in life, but after he died, he did very well for himself, really. Because he got this fantastic funeral for nothing.
Well, that's good.
It's pretty good, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't sound overwhelmed. No, but I think, you know...
It's an appropriate subject to talk about on Halloween, isn't it?
Even though it's now All Souls Day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that's an appropriate topic for All Souls Day, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You think so? Shall we just play the record now?
Then.
Can't Afford to Die. It's humming a bit as well. Strike it while the iron is hot. I think that's the last one we'll have tonight from Dub War, but I'm not sure what the station manager made of that. Did you enjoy that?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. I thought they're very good. As I said earlier, they sound very fresh to me. They probably are still going, but that LP's over 4.5 years old, and I think one of the best purchases of 5-inch discs that... The Job Seeker Man has made this year. Let's have some more dance. I do like some dance music. I do, it's true. Not the Ibiza type of stuff that you hear a lot of. But I thought this one was pretty good. It's King of Snake from Underworld.
Snake, snake.
Dove. Explode, Mystic Dove. Start feeling lovely.
Snake.
fighting. It's very scary. Fighting snake.
Well, I think that's where the next one starts. A very scary fighting snake. Sounds like the man in my local Chinese takeaway, who I think I've told you about him before. Haven't been in for a while because he's increased the price of the special fried rice to something that's no longer economic. Though it wasn't really a good value before, but he was the man who hated the royal family. And when they appeared on the television screen while I was waiting for my meal to be prepared, he shouting and raving and accusing them all of being self-abusers, if you know what I mean. So I did wholeheartedly endorse his sentiments, and he seemed very, very pleased with that. Then attempted to have a conversation with me, but I'm afraid his lack of English and my non-existent, probably Mandarin Chinese is his first language, but couldn't speak it anyway. But it was good, good fun. Good fun. And that was King of Snake, the barking mix. Barking. Should we bark again? Do you want to... No, he doesn't want to bark again.
Bark at the moon.
Bark at the moon. I thought you were going to tell us about this woman. Can you tell us about this woman that used to... I wasn't sure whether, we should talk about this, but the woman that barked at the moon, is that worthy of getting out of bed and coming to the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
Probably isn't, is it? Oh, it is. He's decided that it is. So here we go, the barking mix of Underworld, and we're going to talk now about a woman that I believe used to bark at the full moon. Is this...
This is true, yeah.
It is. This isn't a story.
It was moon madness, apparently. Genuine moon madness.
Really?
Yes. Every time there was a full moon,
yeah,
she'd stop barking at the moon.
What, like Ozzy Osbourne? Like the Ozzy Osbourne record?
And they had to bring the old
not the paddy wagon.
The paddy wagon.
The paddy wagon wasn't. It didn't did it.
And they had to take her off to Stafford.
They could have thought of better places to transport you to than Stafford.
Well, it's normally Stafford, isn't it?
I don't know. Is there a loony bin? There is a loony bin in Stafford.
There is.
There?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's where the real bad cases go.
It is. You never found yourself there, though, did
no,
you?
No, I never found myself there.
You were a nationwide League Division 2 nutter, weren't you, really?
Probably League Division 4.
League Division 4. You were in the nationwide conference division,
yes,
of nutters.
That's right.
You weren't up there with the big
boys. I wasn't up there with the big boys, no.
No.
But, she used to bark at the moon and...
bark at the moon.
She used to go mad when there was a full moon.
You did an impression of her earlier on. Can you sort of repeat that impression?
Oh,
how did she go?
Moon.
Go on. Go on, do it again.
Moon.
Really?
Moon.
That's pretty good.
Moon.
Yeah, that's it. I'm impressed with that.
Of course, what happened, you see, she'd start doing silly things like jumping up and down and pointing at the moon.
Pointing at the moon.
And then she'd go, woo!
Aren't you? Patrick Moore's been doing that for years and nobody's certified him, have they?
No, he's been looking at the moon for years.
Yes, yeah. I used to have an astronomical telescope, and with a moon filter and a sun filter. I think it's fallen apart now. The tripod on which it was based, that fell apart. And then I put it up in the loft and brought it back down again. It's a pity I didn't have it for the eclipse, really.
Yeah.
But I did used to use it for observing other...
Did you see the eclipse?
I did see the eclipse, yeah. But I used to use this telescope to look in other people's homes with as well.
Oh, a peeping Tom, were you?
I was a peeping Tom.
You were a peeping Tom.
I certainly was. I saw some very interesting things.
Did
it was
you?
A very powerful telescope.
Very
yeah.
powerful.
It was, yeah, and the people over the road didn't used to draw the curtains, and I think they once spotted me in our fourth bedroom with this big telescope. It's got you now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to look at them. I think there was a complaint possibly was made. I don't know.
Was there?
I don't know. I used to use it to... It was very powerful, yeah.
And you could see right into people's homes.
If they hadn't drawn the curtains, it wasn't capable of, like, X-ray
no.
vision, but if people were inadvertently or just simply negligent and didn't draw the curtains, then it was quite... You could tell what channel they were watching on the television with no problem at all.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you could...
Did you ever spy couples in bed or anything?
No, unfortunately not. I never managed to do that, but I did spy that somebody, some sort of... something going on in the front room that perhaps they wouldn't have wished me to see.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
A couple.
Yeah, it was. yeah, that was.
Oh dear, you peeping Tom.
In the very early 80s.
In the early 80s?
I think it was the late 70s or the early 80s.
And it was a very powerful telescope.
That was very powerful. It still is, yeah, but it needs some attention. It's like me, it needs slight attention, I think.
Yeah.
Slight attention.
From the neck down or from the neck up?
Yeah.
From the neck up?
Yeah, I noticed I'd still got, I used to have many, many sort of, used to screw in the various different sort of lenses.
That's right, they'd like... folds up,
that's
doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I've lost some of them. I've still got some, and I've still got the sun filter and the moon filter.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty good. I saw one like it in cash converters, and they wanted a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
Cash converters, I think. Can't remember which one it was. They want a lot for their second-hand CDs, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Not very impressed with that.
Notice that.
I don't purchase. I've only had one from them.
Yeah.
I noticed it was an old Kerrang, a free Kerrang CD, and it had got $9.99 written on it.
And it was given away with a Kerrang magazine.
I believe it was, yeah.
They were charging $9.99 for it.
I think they'd been very optimistic when they first obtained it, and it had got a £9.99 sticker on it, yeah. Although, of course, I didn't pay, I only paid £1 for it, yeah. But I think someone had realised that they weren't going to get that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Bark at the moon. Did you ever have a telescope at all?
No, not a very powerful one. I only had a toy one when I was a kid.
I've got some binoculars as well.
You got some now?
Not with me now. They're not that... I think they're 8x35 or 9x35. They're not that powerful.
I never had a proper telescope, but I'd like one, really. What's it like looking at the moon through a good telescope?
Oh, it's... you can see all the craters and potholes and all the indentations and valleys and mountains and...
You can see them?
Oh, yeah, no problem at all, yeah. Yeah,
you can see the craters?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll see them with a good pair of binoculars, yeah.
Yeah, what about a telescope?
Astronomical telescope, definitely. I was quite into it, yeah. I was, very into it, in fact.
Did you see what was left of the lunar module?
No, I never managed to see that.
Apollo 11?
No.
Apollo 12?
No, I never saw that, no.
What was left behind on the moon?
Never saw that.
You couldn't see that?
No, I assume they never went, because I didn't see it, I assumed it was all a Hollywood fix-up, you know.
It was all staged.
Stage-managed, yeah.
It was a big hype.
It was, yeah.
So yeah. you think because you couldn't see it on the moon's surface that...
Yeah, it never happened.
Yeah.
Never happened at all.
Some people believe that, don't they?
I think they do, yeah. Mind you, there are people that believe that the Earth is flat. There is still a flat Earth society, I believe.
Never.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Even now?
Even now, yeah. Yeah.
Well...
That's completely flummoxed you, hasn't
flummoxed
it?
With that. I can't believe that.
It's true, though. True.
True?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's really surprised me, I must admit.
Should we have another record
go
now?
Go on, then.
Can't remember what it is. But it is... They're all good, aren't they? They're all good.
Let him come into the city. Let him find his lucky pen.
But yeah, I did see some of the planets as well, yeah.
Really?
Really, yeah, he's coming back now. He's interested now. Told him the...
So you saw Mars?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't that impressed. I'd never really got it as good as I would have liked it to, but I did see Jupiter and the moons.
You saw Jupiter and its moons?
Many of them. Can't remember how many. You can see, I think, two or three of Jupiter's moons with the naked eye if you've got very good vision.
Yeah.
I've never seen more than two.
Could you see the big spot on Jupiter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it's visible, yeah. Certainly visible with
the telescope.
You can see
it through the telescope?
Yes, you can see it through the telescope, yeah. Not with the naked eye, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah?
How much is a good telescope?
Don't know. Don't know. I think you'd have to shop around the second-hand shops, that sort of thing, and get one. Yeah, you need a book as well to tell you, you know, all these exciting things.
Did you see Venus?
You can't see much of Venus anyway, can you, really? It's just a very bright light. You can't see, it's all shrouded, isn't it? You can't see anything.
Yeah, it's covered in cloud, isn't it?
You can't see anything on the surface there, no.
No, you can't see the surface.
No, it's very hot. Clouds. Very hot sulfuric acid.
Is it sulfuric acid on the surface of Venus?
There is a lot of sulfuric acid about, yeah, I think so. I think the surface temperature is something about, like, plus 300 degrees or something.
Yeah, because I sent a few probes up there and they all melted, didn't they?
Yeah, but they didn't learn. They just kept sending more and more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he did send back some pictures, didn't he?
Not very successfully, no. I think there were a few. I think there were a few, yeah.
But
I thought it was rather amusing that this probe they sent to Mars missed the target because of the confusion between imperial and metric measurements. You'd have thought that if they could send a probe all those many, many millions of miles to another planet, they'd be able to sort out the differences between imperial and metric standards, wouldn't you?
Mm.
But they didn't.
Missed the target.
I think it missed the target, yeah. All these hazy notions and ideas of never really take much notice of the news, but I did hear something about that and it struck me. I think it's 141 million miles from the sun, isn't it? We're 93 million, so
yeah.
It's over 50 million miles, isn't it? You know, they can send that space probe and they can't even sort out the discrepancies between the two standards of measurement.
Yeah. Did you see Saturn, did you?
I did see it, yeah. I saw the rings once, yeah. Yeah, I did see the, well,
you did see the rings?
The rings, yeah. There's more than one ring.
Was it clear?
Fairly clear, yeah. It wasn't that. I don't think you'd have been overwhelmed, but it was. I did manage to get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Not done anything for a long, long time, but I was interested at one point.
What about Uranus?
I don't remember seeing that properly, no. No.
You didn't see that?
I'm not sure about that one, no.
What about Neptune?
I did see Neptune, yeah. I think I managed to identify that, yeah.
You did?
I think so, yeah.
What about Pluto?
No, no way. No.
No?
No. Very, very low magnitude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is it high magnitude? I can't remember.
You think you saw Neptune?
Yeah, I can't remember actually whether if things are brighter, is it a lower magnitude? I don't know. Can't remember. I'm getting all confused now. It's very early in the morning. I'm suffering from lack of sleep. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Did you see Mercury?
No, don't remember seeing that.
No.
I think that's the only planet that doesn't revolve on its own axis, does it?
That's right.
So that there's one side of it's very, very cold and the other side's very, very hot.
And it rotates round the sun in 88 days.
It does, yeah. I told you that before, didn't I? Yeah, I told you that
that's
before.
That's Mercury, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. I think it's 88 days, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's very hot there.
Very, very hot, yeah. If you're on the one side of it and very cold if you're on the other, yeah.
And on Venus, it's even hotter.
It's pretty hot there, yeah. Was that George Adamski, wasn't it, that wrote the book, the spaceships, and he was saying that there were humanoid people on all these planets?
Yeah.
But he was completely off his head. He was certifiable.
Yeah.
He was saying there's people from Jupiter and Mars and Venus and Mercury.
And there's nobody there.
I don't think there is, no, but I've got this hardback book. I think it's The Spaceships by George Adamski. I believe it did once belong to the Ghoul.
Yeah.
But it seems to have appeared in my own library now. But it's fascinating reading, but it's all crap, of course.
I don't think there's any life in this solar system, do you?
I did read that there may be some form of aquatic life on Europa, which is one of Jupiter's moons. Because they think that although the surface is, of course, frozen, that there's a 60-mile deep sea, an ocean that could possibly be up to 60 miles deep, very warm.
60 miles?
Under the ice, yeah, on Europa. And they believe that there could be some form of marine life there.
Mm, I can't see it myself.
I think it's possible. It's possible. It is possible, yeah. Possible.
Monsters.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe people like, I better not say it, really.
Big monsters.
Big monsters. Yeah.
Under the sea.
Under the sea, yeah. Yeah.
Prehistoric type.
I don't know, yeah. Brassic Park.
Brassic Park, yeah.
Brassic Park.
That's where I am every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. You're not happy, are you, really?
No, I'm not.
Do you think you should get more money?
Well, I think so.
I think so as well. What's this here? What did I line up? I think I lined up Twist and Her Reflection from the Shari Says EP. From the Shari Says EP, that's Twist and Her Reflection, and it's time to go. It is. It's. We could carry on till 2 o'clock, but it would really be 3 o'clock, old sort of summer standard time or whatever they call it, and everyone's asleep, and I'm starting to get a little bit tired, so we're going to have one more record, and then the bogus job seeker will disappear to somewhere. Well, the place that he goes, really, the squalid little flat where he's living and has done for many years. We'll leave you today with musically. Therapy from the new album Suicide Pact. You first. This is, I think they're having a go at their old record label, A&M, that dropped them. And they've recorded this track called 10-Year Plan. Just another company man, that's Therapy. 10-year plan, it was Joe Starlin, wasn't it, who had the 5-year plan. But Therapy, much more ambitious than that, or they were, I think, when they signed to A&M Records. They had a 10-year plan for them, but that would have been in 91 or 92. So it didn't, they weren't far off. They lasted there quite a while. But they're obviously rather bitter and twisted about it. I don't see why they've made enough money out of them anyway. It is time to disappear. Hope you've enjoyed the usual eclectic mix of music and chat. Muzak and chat. Hopefully it's maintained the very high standards that were set last week. I'm not sure when we will be back on the airwaves, but it won't be that far away. Might even... Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas, maybe. Long time to wait, isn't it, really? Think of all the hotter mixes that you'll hear on the various frequencies. It may be Christmas before we emerge on the high-quality VHF FM band, but we will be here. We've stood the test of time, and touch wood. We will remain on the air. Shall I do the close down, or do you want to do the close down? You want me? You're giving me the duty or the honour. The honour of doing the close down. So, what time did we come on the air this afternoon? What time was it?
Past 12.
Was it as early as 12:30? I didn't hear it till about 3 o'clock. So, for the past 13 hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've been listening to free radio. Which is now about to close down. The station is UK Radio, and we commence broadcasting today at 12:30, but of course we are the longest-serving clandestine station in the West Midlands area, because we started up in January 78. Admittedly, nobody could really hear us then, but we were on the air, and we were radiating.